Is daf kuf yud ches, and we'll do kuf yud tes. So let's take it in the bottom of kuf yud zayin amun beis. The Mishnah begins. V'chein beis habad shehu banoi b'sela. The person built a beis habad, some type of wine press or olive press, inside the rocks. V'gina achas agabav, and there is a garden on top of that. So the situation is you have a garden on top of a cliff, let's say, and right underneath the garden, in that cliff side, they had built a beis habad, a place to gather the olives and the wine. And v'nifchas, now the garden on top opened up, the ceiling opened up, so now from the beis habad underneath, you see a little sun coming through the garden on top. So now the garden, can the person in the Baal Hagina can't plant everything that he really wants to plant. So what's he allowed to do? So the Mishnah says, Yorei Baal Hagina, Hare Baal Hagina, Yorei V'Zorea L'mata, Ad She'yase L'Beis Habado Kipin. So now the guy on top, the Aliyah, the Beis Baal Hagina, could go down the Beis Habad, and he could plant things in that guy's Beis Habad until they fix the ceiling up, because it's the obligation of the guy in the bottom to plug the ceiling. That's what the Mishnah says, very similar to the Mishnah we saw last time, but this is talking about Baal Hagina and Beis Habad. The Mishnah then says, "Hakosel the ha'ilana, if a wall or a tree shenaflu l'rishus harabim that fell over into the public domain, v'hiziko and causes damage, pater min the shalom. He's pater from any damage that causes the passerbys. He's going to be pater. And nisnu loves man lo kutis ha'ilana v'listar hakosel. Let's say the chachamim see that the wall is tilting or the tree is tilting. It's going to fall. They say, listen, you have 30 days to remove that tree, 30 days to remove that wall." So naflu b'soch hazman potter. If within 3 days it falls, so then the guy's potter. But if it falls la'achar hazman and causes damage, then he's chayev because he had one of those stop work orders, whatever you call them, to take it down the tree, take down the wall. He didn't, and he caused damage. He's chayev. Then the Mishnah says, Misha ya koslo samach leginas chaveiro. A guy has a wall who's next to his friend's yard. V'nafel, and the wall falls over, falls into the other guy. My wall falls over into my fence, falls over into your yard. V'amrlo, I say to you, you know what? Pani avnecha, and the guy says to me, get rid of your wall. Your wall fell into my property, so you tell me to get rid of your wall. So amrlo, I say to you, you know what? Higiucha, it's yours. You know, you could keep the stones. It's all yours. You get rid of it. It's in your property. It's all yours. Ein shamalei, we don't listen. So again, my wall falls over. It's my responsibility to clear out your yard. I could say, oh, it's yours. You're zocha into this broken piece of wood and broken pieces of stone. You're not interested in that. Ein shamalei lo, and I still have the responsibility of cleaning up your property from this broken wall. Now, mishikibala, but let's say you say, you know what, okay, no, I want these pieces of wood. I want the stone. I'll keep it. So mishikibala, if you're willing to accept that broken fence in your property, and Amalawa Helchati Tiyachim. Now I say, you know what, I changed my mind. I really want that fence back. I say, I'll pay you the money for all the effort that it took for you to take that fence out. Here's a few $100. Vani Notel Shali, I'll take my fence back. Ain Shamimlo. I'm not allowed to do that unless he's willing to give it back to me, but I can't change the deal after you already accepted to keep the broken fence in your property. Then the Mishnah says, Hasocher es apoel asos imo betevin of akash. I hire a worker to do some work with the hay or some straw. So what's halacha? Amarlo. So I say, tain li schari. So the guy says, I want my payment. Pay me my schar. I worked all day. Give me the $100 you owe me. So Amarlo. So I say to him, I'm the employer. Matol masha sisa bischarcha. Take the tevin and the kasha you work. That's your former payment. Take that as your schar. Ein shomimlo. We don't listen to him. So Rashi explains here, Rashi says three lines down, the last word says Ein Shomimla, Rashi says, Afagav de Bichol Duchte Isle Shava Kesab Kesef. Normally, we say objects is equal to actual money. So instead of paying you cash, I could pay you straw. That it's the same value. Hacha here, Gave Poel, by regarding the worker, Baal Talin Scharo, Ksiv, by Baal Talin says Scharo, Ksiv, Mai Da'asib Bahadei Mashma. That which he isne badi, that which you made the tenai, the condition. The condition was with cash. You can replace it with objects, with straw. So that's why you have to pay with money only. And then the Mishnah finally says, Misha kibala, but let's say you're working. I say, no, keep the straw as your payment. And you say, okay, I'll keep the straw. I'm willing to accept that as my payment. But then I change my mind. I say, you know what? Armalo helech schar chavani etel asheli. I actually want that straw. Here's the cash. Give me this cash instead. Ain shamalo. If you don't want to give me the straw instead, you're allowed to keep it. Once we made that agreement, you have to keep your word. So this is the Mishnah, a lot going on in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to analyze each stage in the Mishnah. The Gemara starts as follows. In Kuf Yud Ches Amin Aleph. Nifchasa, so let's say the base of Bad was in that stone and we had the Balagina on top. That was the first case of the Mishnah. And the Balagina, there's a little gap now that was a hole in the Gina. So you can't plant in that area. So he's allowed to go down to the base of Bad and plant in the base of Bad until the owner of the bottom part fills in that ceiling. So the Gemara wants to know, the same thing we had last time, Kama, how much does it have to break that gives the Baal HaGina the right to go down to the Beis Chabad? So we had the same Achlokas a couple days ago, Rav Amar Beruba, only if most of the garden is broken, but if most of it is not, he cannot go downstairs. And Shmuel Amar Barba, Barba Tvachim, well there's a gears here, Arba Amos, and the gears on the side says, I imagine they changed it to Arba, which would be Arba Tvachim. So looking for this for you. Okay, so machlokas whether it's four tvachim or four amos, I guess, the girsa. So four tvachim or four amos, there's a gap, a hole in my gina, only then, even then, I'm allowed to go down. So Rav Amar Beruba, if most of it is open in my gina, can I go down? Aval ba'arba, if only four amos are Adam Zareh, Chetzia Lamata, Chetzia Limala. So then Rav said, but if four, so I don't have the right to go entirely downstairs. Whatever I could use upstairs in the gina I could use, and that area right below the hole, I'm able to plant there as well. It's, people would likely do up and down. I could split my different vegetables. That's something that's not crazy to do. But Shmuel Amar Ba'arba Ein Adam Yo Zare Chetz Lamata Chetz Lamala. Now with four, so now if I need to now put a patch of cabbage down in the base of Bad and the other stuff up top, nobody likes splitting up their vegetation. They like having it all in the same area. So once there's a gap of four amos, which forced me to go down for those four amos, I can bring everything downstairs now and grow there because no one likes to split up their property. So it's the same exact machlokas here by the gina as we had base valia. So the Gemara says, what's the need for both of these dinim, both halachas? You need both mishnayos. Diashmin, and if we teach Dira, the living place, Baha Kamar Shmuel, that's where Shmuel says, Mishum Dilo Avide Inchi, the diary, Purta Hacha, Purta Hacha. No one that's half his stuff here, half his there. Living is very hard to split up. If I were to come to the Indian Zuria, Avide Inch, the Zari Hacha, Purta Hacha, Purta, people will split up that which they grow in different places. So Amai would think, Mo Delay, the Rav, Rav would agree, if there's four amos, you only could go down four amos, but you can't bring everything downstairs. Kamash Mlon, even if there's four amos for Zriya, you could bring everything down to the Beis Chabad and plant there. Because even by Zriya, says Shmuel, people don't like to split up their property. Now, V'yitmar B'hach, have we only had this case here of the Mishnah of Zriya, that Rav says you're allowed to split up half down, half up with Zriya. Maybe B'hach Kama Rav, only by Zriya does Rav think people split up their Zriya. About B'ha, when it comes to living spaces, Ema Modulei L'Shmuel, maybe he'll agree to Shmuel, no one likes to live in two different places. Tzricha, no, to teach us that even there, Rav allows a person to live half upstairs, half downstairs. The Mishnah now says, Nasal Zman, if the basin says, oh, we're giving you some time, we see that your wall or tree's falling over, here's some Zman to start fixing up. And if you fix it, if it breaks within the Zman, he's Pater, but if it breaks after Zman and causes damage, then you're Chayav. So Gemara wants to know, well, why doesn't the Mishnah tell us Kama Zman? How long? Kama Zman Bezdin? How long is Bezdin? What's the work order they're getting? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shloshim Yom, it's 30 days. Whenever they give you a summons or something, Hazmana, 30 days is the Stam case of Bezdin. Now Bezdin could always change it, but Stam case is 30 days. And look at Tosfos on the top here. Zman Bezdin Shloshim Yom. He says, Mikan, from this very Gemara here, Anul Maidim, we learned Zman Bezdin Lefroa Tochovo Ulakama Dvarim. This is the source. Whenever Bezdin institutes something, 30 days is considered the minimum Stam time of Bezdin. Okay, the Gemara now says, Mishaya Kosla Vechule. So this is referring to the Mishnah. So the guy, this is talking about the guy whose wall fell over into your yard. And you say, get your stones out of here, get your broken fence out of here. So the Gemara says, Hamidikatani Seifa. The Seifa that says, Heilach Yitziyosecha. If I say, you know what, first I said, keep the stones, and you agree to keep the stones. Then I said, you know what, I want those stones back. Here's money for all the effort you put in. I'll pay you for that effort. So we say, Michlau difaninu askinen. We're talking about a case where you already put hotza in, where you as the neighbor already moved the stone aside, then asking to buy it back from you. So it has to be only after you removed it. But taima difaninu, only because you already moved the stones. Ha lo paninu, lo. But if you didn't, if I said to you, listen, keep the stones, and you agree. Mishikibalav, you agree to keep the stones. And before you start moving it, you say, you know what? I want that back. I'm allowed to. It says, Halopani nulo. If you didn't move the stones yet, I can actually say, go back in my agreement and take the stones. Why am I allowed to do this? V'tikne le sadeu. Your sadeh should be coded how? D'amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina chatzeirel shel adam kone lo. Shlo medaito. It's kone. Even though it fell on your property and you weren't aware of it, but now that you are aware of it and I'm agreeing to imachin it over to you, your chatzeh should be kone. I shouldn't have the right to ask for those stones back. Right? The chatzeh shel chaver is kone.
But I think that both cases are as medaito. One is that he knew, but he didn't yet remove them.
Both cases are medaito. Now, if I don't have my property falls into your yard, you can't keep it. My ball goes over the fence.
No, but it seems here that the case is that the guy did tell him, listen, you keep the stones, but you weren't pointing it yet.
Right. So, but if it's really chatzer's kone,
that's a view from the Gemara. So it seems that you already knew. The proposal was already done, but you didn't do any work taking it out yet.
No, correct. And we're allowed to pull. I could ask for my stones back.
Yeah, but midaita already, the moment that I tell you, listen, you keep the stones and you point it, and even though you didn't do it, it's already midaita.
Right, so the Gemara
says shalom midaita. It seems that it's a view.
I think the point is that even if you didn't know that the chatzer was in your property,
it's going even much more, meaning it's going more than we need for this.
But I mean, you as the chatzer owner, you didn't know about it, and I'm now being machnet over to you. So even though you weren't aware when it initially came, when it came into your property, if I'm mafkir to you, now your chatzah is going to be konet.
That you das.
Even though you're aware of it right now, when it comes
in. But that the deal from the Gemara is that, I understand the deal from the Gemara is that even if he wouldn't point it, but it's talking where he already told him, right? Or no?
Yeah, we already told him. I say, you know what,
so
keep the stones.
So in the Gemara, both cases are midaito, though, right? It's just that it's going further.
I think the point of the chatzer's kone initially when it came into your property shloba daito, the initial point where that my ball went into your yard, you weren't aware of that chatzer. They've had that ball into your backyard.
That's okay, but I'm talking about the specific case here of the deal that the Gemara is making.
The Gemara is making the deal that the only way you're allowed to keep it, that I would have to pay you back for it, is if you moved it already.
Right.
If you didn't move it, you left it as is. I could, even though we agreed that you could keep it, I could say, you know what, I don't want you to keep it.
Exactly.
I want to take it back.
So in my mind, both cases are midaito.
Essentially, both cases are midaito because he knows. One
because
of them
the proposal
him,
was already done.
One of them actually said to him. The other one was there. He saw. You know, he was kind of.
Right.
But in the Gemara, bring a raya that even if
that's
it was
so that's
midaito,
exactly. So it seems that the Gemara is bringing a raya that not only that if you weren't pointed, but if he didn't make the proposal yet, but even if he didn't make the proposal yet, he should be looking.
Right. So look at Tosas' rights. Tosas says, "Dira maschil liknei lechatzero." Tosas might be dealing with your issue. He says, "Aval ilav the Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina." Meaning, he wants to know why we need the shlomi daito part. He's asking a question. You don't need shlomi daito. This is midaito.
Right.
So he says, "What's the need for this?" Ilav the Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosi rather, Rabbi Chanina. If we had we not had him, asi shapir dein konelo. It would make sense that it wouldn't be kone for you. Ella, unless it's a case heicha de omid b'tzad today, unless you're actually standing there as the bala chatzer. Lechach, therefore, kilo faninu, if you didn't move the stones away yet, lo, it wouldn't work. The chashamar la yiucha lo haya kati omid sham. So the way it works, even
but
when I agree to
daito,
it,
it doesn't work.
He has to be seen.
Yeah.
He has to be.
That's not daito at all.
He has to be present
so
when
no
the chatzer is working.
No,
shlomi daito is that the chatzer is going to be kona.
Not here,
even though, no, it's a kone, even though you're not present there, it will work according to Rabbi Yossi. If you're omid sham, you're omid b'tzad sedehu, and then I say, so then it works. If I'm being machne over an object to you and you're standing there, it works. Rabbi Yossi takes it a step further, even if you're not present, not awareness, but what you're saying, you're not present, you don't see it, even then it still works according to Rabbi Yossi.
But it would seem that according to Tosfos, shalom midaito is even you know, but you didn't see it.
Exactly.
Shalom midaito.
That's where Tosfos understands it as.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So either way, the question is, if we agree that you could keep the stones, so then how could I retract? If you haven't moved them over yet, how could I say, you know what, I want to keep the stones. What gives me that right? Wasn't your chatzer konet? So says the Gemara, no. Your chatzer is only kone if I have intention of being machne over to you. If my bowl goes into your yard, you can't be kone. My chatzer is kone. No, I didn't intend of being machne my chafetz. So what's going on here? When I said keep my stones, I really didn't intend on you keeping it. I was just trying to buy myself some time here. It's delaying. I had to run to work. I didn't have a chance to pick out the stone. Yeah, you keep it now. I come back later from work. I said, now I've got time. You know what? If you didn't take it away, I actually want to keep it now. So that's what he's saying. He's just trying to buy himself some extra time. If he seems, if he already took it,
but
so then
he didn't take it. He has no rights. He's
already, can't say no. He can't say no. It doesn't work unless he moves it. He can't say no.
Even though it could have been his chatzar was kona.
No, because chatzar is not kona. Chatzar is not kona. It's only kona if I have the in mind to be machne over to. I didn't have in mind. I said keep it, but I really didn't mean that. I wanted to just go to work and get it later. So you can't be kona my chatzar. Your chatzar can't be kona my objects. Only if he actually moves it and did some type of ma'isa kin into it, then will we say it works. Now that still raises the question. If I'm mocking over,
right.
If I'm not,
he said you're giving it, right?
If I didn't really mean it,
right.
When I said mock, so how could you keep it if
right.
You actually turn the stones? What gives you the right to keep it?
Exactly.
So that's still very schwer.
Right. It would seem that more according to the Teretz is that. Depends if the person had it in mind or not. But according to the Reisha, is if the guy was pone it or
right.
Not.
So the Mugi Yosef says, what happens is, if I see you're moving it over, and I'm not being mocha you, that's
right,
it. Yeah. If I'm mocha, wait, I didn't really mean it. Don't take the
right.
Stones.
Right, right.
So that's what the Mugi Yosef explains what's going on here.
Okay.
The Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah, Hasocher la'asos imo batevin. I hire an employee to work with my straw and stuff. So we said, here's the cash. And if I say, you know what, keep the straw instead, you don't have to keep the straw. You're allowed to request your cash. So Gemara says, "V'tzricha." We need this. We already learned this before. So Gemara says, "Iyashmina lahach ma'aseh." How we had only the first case. The first case was which one? The case of the kota falling over. So in that case, the chikamer lehigiyach. Where he said, "Oh, you could keep the wall and ain chomer lo. We don't force you to keep the wall and clean up the mess in your property." There, mishum delesle agra gave, because you're not owed anything. You didn't ask for these walls, so you can. So no one could force you to take a gift. I don't want the stones as a gift. Aval hacha, here by the case of schiris, where you're hired, dish like agra gave, where you're owed money, same as shomer lo. Maybe we would allow the employer to force him to take this as payment as opposed to actual money. Dami inche, mimaru shuscha pari afra. We're saying that the mar de rushuscha, the employer, is paying your pari, he's paying off his chova, so maybe you should have to take the straw instead of the cash. Kamashmala, no, the deal was money, and all he has to accept is money. He doesn't have to accept anything other than that. Now, Iyashmin and Hacha, have you only taught this case of the employee that you can force him to take straw in place of money? Hacha, the Mishikei Ba'alav, Ein Shomim Lo, Mishum de Islay Agra Gave. So here, once he accepts it, so then, and I say, you know what, I want to pull back out of that deal. I actually want to give you money. I want the straw back. No, we can't retract anymore, because once I agreed to pay you something, it's agri di day, I owe you money, and the shore was the payment we agreed on, I can't retract. Aval hacha, here by the case of, really should be hasam, the lesley agra gave, by the case of the wall, where I said, keep the stones, and you said, yeah, okay, I'll keep the stones. So aim a shomolo, maybe I can pull back and say, I want my stones back, because you really have no shaykhis to these stones. Tzricha, kamash mulana, no, once we agreed on something, you have to keep your word, you cannot pull back out of that deal. Mar now quotes to the Mishnah, Ein Shomim Lo. So what's this going on? This stage of the Mishnah is where I say, I agreed on the straw, and they say, you know what, I want the straw back, here's some cash. Ein Shomim Lo, we don't listen to you at that point. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Hatanya. The Braisa tells us otherwise. The Braisa says, Shomim Lo, we actually would listen. If I am the employer, I can say, give me my straw back, here, take the cash instead. So what's the difference? The Mishnah and the Braisa, is it Shomim or is it Ein Shomim Lo? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says there's a difference. Lo kasher kan bishalo, kan bishal chavero. One is his own work, one's his friend's own work. So when it comes to, Rashi says, bishal chavero, shayisam lechas chavero shomim lo. When it's his friend's work, it's not his, I have no right to give the straw instead of the money. So if I do make such a deal, I could pull out of that deal, because it's his property, not my property. In my own property, where I agreed to give you straw and you accepted, then I want to pull back. I can't, because I already had the rights to my shor and I gave you that over. My friend's shor I didn't have as much shaychas to, so even though we agreed on paying the shor instead, I could pull out of that. That's what Rav Nachman initially says. But the Gemara quickly rejects this from a Gemara we saw earlier in the Masechta. Amar le Rabba le Rav Nachman b'shalom my time. On my own property, my own shor, I can't pull out of the deal once I agreed to pay you shor and you accept. Why? My time, it's a reason. Damarlei agra alecha b'shalcha b'alecha. Because I'm the employer, I'm paying your paycheck, this is the agreement we made, how to pay you, I can't go back on that anymore. So, b'shalcha v'eronami. Same thing in my friend's property, schar alav. It's the same thing where I'm willing to pay, even though it's his property, I'm the one responsible for paying his paycheck. Desanim, because the Braisa tells us, hasochers apoa lasos bishalo. If I hire you to work on my property, but really, hareyu bishal chaver, I show my friend's property to work on. I'm his agent, really, but I don't tell you that. No sin lo schar. It's my responsibility. I'm the one who got you. I need to pay you for it. Even though you're working on Andy's property, I hired you. I have to pay you. So therefore, mishalim v'chozer v'notam mi bahabai. So I need to pay out of pocket to him, the employee, and then I could ask for money back from Andy, who's really the employer. But I'm the middleman, so I need to keep my deal. So once we make a deal to pay with the straw, I'm paying your paycheck, I can't pull out of that. There shouldn't be a difference of whose property is being used. In the end of the day, I'm the one responsible for paying his paycheck. Whether it's my property or his property, I made the deal. So both cases, we should be ein shomimo. So again, no tell me balabai is mashinan also. So what's the difference of the mission that says ein shomimlo, I can't pull out, versus the Bryce that says shomimlo? So explains the Gemara, Ella Amar Rav Nachman lo kasha kan bishalo kan bishal hefker. Ah, that's the case. Whose straw is he picking up? If is it my straw or is it considered hefker? So look at Rashi. Rashi says bishal hefker. It's around 10 lines down. Bishal hefker shomimlo. We listen to him. He can pull out. Damalei kane bei at dili at dili dei lo kanile. So you kona yours, but his you're not kona. What does that mean? So Rav Nachman explains, Latame de Amar Leel, he said in Dafiud, Hamagbia Betzil Chaver. If I pick up a Metzia for my friend, lo kona chavero. I can't be kona for my friend. Kunim such ain pula, so Allah vein kan baltalim. There is no pula, there's no work here, and there's no iser baltalim. Velo dami lishel chavero, the hasam lekal memer zachi beat. Vichilo Amar Le Scharcha Abal Habais, Al Karcha Schar Allah, Abal Hacha lo. The guy's working for Hefker. He's not working for me, really. He's working in Hefker. It's not my property. When it comes to Hefker, the din is we know a person cannot be kona magbil chaver because the Gemara says, well, remember the reason why? It's chavel achrini. If I pick it up for him, I can't be zochel adam bechavel achrini when someone else is losing out because you picked up where Dr. Samai could have picked it up. It doesn't work that way. So when it comes to Hefker, you have no right to pick it up on behalf of me, as opposed to if it's my property, so then you do have the right. And therefore, how does this fit in? Why is it one shomimlo, one not shomimlo? So shehefker, we could shomimlo because when you picked it up initially, this wasn't yours. You could not pick it up for me. It wasn't mine to make a deal with you. It didn't work like that when you picked it up initially. So therefore, when you pick it up, you really own it, not me. And when we made a deal, it wasn't my material that I'm giving to pay you. It was yours, really. So then I say, keep the schar as your payment. That's not your schar. That's you get to keep it. I have to pay you out of cash, out of pocket, and therefore it's shomimlo. No? Should I say that again?
No, I don't understand. The case of Hefker is that the guy never went down to the land. Because he wasn't caught. He just said, you know what, Dad, the land, 2 blocks away, go and work there.
Exactly.
And then he takes it and he says, whatever you did, keep. So we say shomimlo because he was actually kohenate, because it's his.
Yeah, and it's not mine.
It's not yours to
make a deal and start paying you with
him. And it's his because it was Hefker.
Exactly. As opposed to shalom.
He had to know that it's Hefker to be well, right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. He has to know it's Hefker for it to work for him. Fine. Okay. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Esive, Ravala Rav Nachman, Ravah challenger Rav Nachman, Mitzias Poel Latzmo. So if a worker is working and he finds a wallet, some money on the floor, he gets to keep it for himself. Amos, when is this true? When can he keep the findings for himself? Bizman sh'amarlo bal habayis nachashimi hayom or ademi hayom. He says, weed the garden for me or plow for me. So only during those malachas is he working for the employer. But anything in between, it's his own time. So he gets to keep the mitziah. If his work for me the entire day, you're mine. You're my yad, vayad, ever kiad rabo, or yad pol kiad rabo. So mitzias la baal bais. So then the baal bais gets to keep it. So we do see that even as a pol, even working for hefker and mitzia, yad pol kiad rabo, and it will be kone to the employer.
Right.
So there's no distinction between shel chavero versus shelo and hefker. So finally, the Gemara says, "El Amar Rav Nachman Lo Kasha Kan Bagbo Kan Babatet." How was he kona from Hefker? Was it through picking it up Mehagba, or habata by simply looking at it, reminds us back to the first daf of Bamatzia. We spoke about kinyan ri'ah, if you remember. Kinyan ri'ah versus kinyan habata. There's a tosis on the bottom about habata. He quotes the sugya here. So what was he? Was he being kona through agbah or kona through habata? So look at Rashi here. Kan ba'agbah, kan ba'abata, v'idi v'idi b'shal hefker. Both cases of a test. Masisin kishasachro lalake tevin v'kash ba'agbah. I hired you to pick things up, to work picking it up. The poel, v'akarchach schar alav. And therefore the schar is on him. When you pick it up through hagbah, then you are kona for the employer. Ubraisa kishasachro lemlachas habat, that only look, kigon lishmor, to watch it, to observe it. O lahashlich me'aliyah la'aretz delek hagbah, throw it downwards, not to pick up, but to push everything down the mountain or something. I wasn't zochi yet, because habata is not kona, only hagba is going to be kona for me. That's the difference between shomim and ein shomim.
So according to the first, we're seeing here, just be'avata on the first option, but that there's stuff already cut, and he's watching it.
He's watching,
and
he's
telling that what you watched, you can keep, and I won't pay you for watching.
Yeah, but it doesn't really work, because he does never kona on behalf, because there's no hagba. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabba."
Because if he was talush still, if he was, I'm saying he was mechuber lekarka, there's nothing.
First, sure, nothing. There's no hagba.
Even if he's watching it, yeah. It's not even.
Habata never works. We'll see in a second. There might be some cases it does, but we paskin habata doesn't work, I believe.
Even by
shmir. A guy watching it doesn't. I look at it. Oh, that's mine. You have to actually do hagba for it to be kona. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabba, habata behefker." It's really tanaihi. It's really machlokas tanaim. Whether looking at something is going to be kona. How do we see this? It's not. The Mishnah tells us. This is a Mishnah that appears in Rosh Hashanah. Yuma that is Shkalim is the initial place. Yeah. Okay. So it says it's not hashomei sviche shvius. People are watching over the sviche shvius. So what's the lach? What's the point of this? Sviches. Rashi says shomei sviches is shel saorim letzarach minchas omer. So during Shemitah, even though you can't do any mlacha and do shmira, when it comes to the purpose of the minchas omer, or shel chitin shel tzarach shteilechem, or the wheat for the purpose of the shteilechem, so you're allowed to do shmira in those cases, even though it's Shemitah. The lach is no lin scharon mitshumas halishcha. They get paid from the hektesh fund, because this is a tzarach karbonos. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Omer harotze misnadevhu v'shomachinim. Now, whoever wants to has free time for the year, he could dedicate his time and watch it. But we're not paying you anything. We're not paying hektish to watch over these things. So Amr lo. So they say to Rabbi Yossi, so the Tana Kama who holds you do pay him hektish. They say to him, Ata Omer Kain, you say ein ban mishel tzibur. You think it doesn't come from tzibur. So who's paying it? So at the end of the day, the yachid is the one who's paying it. So look at Rashi. See Rashi, the Gemara is going to elaborate. But look at Rashi, Ata Omer, Einam Ban Mishel Tzibur, Im Nishmelecha. If we listen to you, Rabbi Yossi, that we don't pay him for watching, Lo Yaviu Omer, Mishel Lecha Mishel Tzibur. That means the wheat and barley isn't coming from the Tzibur funds, Ela Mishel Yachid. So the guy who's watching it is now Kone it individually. He owns it now by watching it. The Sfirle Habata Kanya behefker. By simply watching it, it becomes yours, because we know during Shemitah everything's hefker, right? Afkasa demalka, no one owns it. So if I watch it, it becomes mine. And now, why? Because hol v'davar tareachu v'dayta lechach v'aydei nishmar. So now I own this wheat and barley. I dedicate it to the Beis HaMikdash for the purpose of shtei alechem and for the carbon omer, because I cone it with the habata. And we'll see what the problem is of a yachid giving things tzarech karbonos. We'll see there's a challenge in that in just a second. So Gemara now explains this machlokas. My love, what's a machlokas here? Is it not b'hakim miflagi? They're arguing. The Tanakama savra abata b'efker kone. Looking at something, you're actually kone it, according to the Tanakama. V'yahiv le'agra in. And if you pay him the money, so it's going to work. Because by you paying him the money, it ends up going to the tzibor. I'm working for the tzibor now. They're paying me chumas alishcha money. V'lo, and if not low, then I'm not working for them. If I'm not being paid, I'm working for myself, and it's really my property. It's not the Beis HaMikdash's property. The Rabbi Yossi argue, he says, Savar, no. Habata behefker lo konin. By me watching your property, it's not being konit. V'chi azlit tzibur umaisi hashu dekazachi bay. So now I'm watching it. My shmir doesn't do anything. Now when the tzibur sends out their agents, the Shliach Bezdin, to collect everything, that's the first time it's konit. They're konit on behalf of the tzibur. So everybody agrees that it has to come from the tzibur. How does the tzibur get to it? Is it by habata? By me looking at it. Me being paid by the tzibur, now habata is kona for the tzibur. Or no, do we say habata doesn't work? Habata doesn't work. I'm just watching it. And when the tzibur sends a shliach bezdin to collect it, that's when it's kona through hagbah. That's the machlokas here. So Gemara says, wait a second. And was ma'ata omer kain? What does it mean, the end of this line that the Tanakhama said to Rabbi Yossi? According to you, ata omer kain ein bon mishal tzibur. What does that line mean? Hachikamar. Hachikam relay midvarecha. They say, according to you, Rabbi Yossi, lidvarenu, the difference between your words and our words is ein omer mishalachem bon mishal tzibur. According to you, Rabbi Yossi, who they're not being paid. You say that the shomer is not being paid, so we hold that shomer through habata works. So he's kona as a yachid. So according to you, the shomer who's not being paid, he's kona the object to habata, and it's shayachid. Now when he dedicates that shtei lechem, the seor and chita for shtei lechem and karban omer, it comes from the yachid, and that's the problem. It shouldn't come from the yachid; it should really come from the shel tzibur. But this is the machlokas of the two opinions here: whether it's habata is kona or habata is not. Kona. Now, Amar Rava. Rava says, "Lo, not true. That's not the understanding of this machlokas. The chuliyama habata behefker kani. Everybody agrees. If you watch, if you look at something in hefker, you're kona. So, what's the machlokas here?
Does habata need a dibur with it also?
I don't think so. Doesn't seem that way. So, the Gemara says, if everyone really agrees that habata works, so then why does the tzibur have to pay me? So, the Gemara explains. I'm sorry, that's not what the question is. The chashash here is shema lo yimseren yafa yafa kamufki. There's a machlokas. Is there concern? Now, when I watch it, I'm kona. Now, when I give it over to the tzibur, will I really give it fullheartedly over as a tzibur, or do I really want a certain tfisa to it? In which case, the tzibur has no right to use it. So again, chashinan shema lo yimseren yafa yafa. There's a concern that I might not give it over. When I'm habata, I'm kona. Now, when I give it over, maybe I'm not going to give it over so well. So therefore we pay him. I get paid. So when I'm being paid, I'm not working for myself anymore. I'm working for them. I'm never konet. Velo, and if I don't get paid, I'm just working, for I'm volunteering, then we don't trust me. Because when I look at the Svichei Shvius, I'm konet with Habata. And when I give it over to the Beis HaMikdash, they're concerned I might not give it over full-heartedly, and therefore it won't work. We're not concerned. Of course I'll give it over. I'm so happy to partake and participate in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, I don't need to be paid for that. I'm willing to give up that chita and seora for the Beis HaMikdash. That's the machlokas, and there's no need to pay me. So Ma, what do we learn? How do we understand the last phrase of this Mishnah? What does it mean when it says, Ata Omer, Hachi Kamrile? This is what the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Yossi. Midvarecha lidvarenu, between your words and our words, the machlokas is chayshinan shem Elohim sron yafa yafa ein omer v'sheilachem bar mishal tzibur. According to you, who you say they don't get paid, we don't trust it. According to you, because there's a concern that they won't give it over fullheartedly, and it won't be a good sheilachem or karban omer. That's the nafka mina between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. Ikadami, there is another approach to this machlokas, and that's as follows. Rav Amar, Dechuy Amar, Habata Behefker Lokani. Everybody agrees Habata alone doesn't work. V'hacha b'chashinan, what's machlokas here? Whether you have to pay the workers or not, the shomim or not. Hacha b'chashinan libali zroos kemifliki. They're arguing about these bali zroos. What's the machlokas? The Tanakama Savar, the Takini Rabbanu Lemesiv Le'arba Zuzeh. They establish that it's better to pay these guys, these very strong, aggressive individuals, bali zroos, very strong. So Chachamim said, pay them off. They're going to say, wait a second, they're going to think they're kona by watching it, and it's really not true. We don't want to get into a fight with them. Sometimes it's better just pay them off to get them out of the picture as opposed to fighting them. So just pay them, even though you don't really have to. Pay them off for the shmir they did, and then we'll just take the the chita and sora as ours. For Yossi Savar Lo Takino, there's no need for such a takana because we're not concerned. We're not concerned that these really strong bali zoros are going to come along. Whoever does the Shemira, that means they're willing to dedicate their time and money to watch the Svichei Shvius for the purposes of the carbon, and there's no need to pay them off to get them out of the picture. And how do we understand this very last line? Uma to Omer, what does that mean? Halchi Kamrile. This is what the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yossi. Midvarecha, from your words, Rabbi Yossi, lidvarenu, and our words, the nafkamin is, ein ban mishel tzibur. It doesn't come from the tzibur. So we'll look at Rashi. See, Rashi says, that Lidvarenu, Rashi says two lines down, the Sfira Lu'atlan that we hold, say the Rabbanim, the Takini Rabbanim Arba Zuze, we pay Minachuma L'shomei Svichim. We said you should pay the workers out of the Hekdesh money. B'zeh Mochel Alein, and they're Mochel on this. V'nimsu lo b'chuma Arba Zuze Shein L'tzibur Chelik Behem. Vim Konin Mehem Tmidim V'musofen V'shar Karbanot Tzibur Ein Tmidim Ban Mishel Tzibur.
Because it's coming from him now?
It's private.
Let's see.
He's Marshall on it?
Has to be. Because we pay him out of pocket, out of the Chuma funds. And it really shouldn't come out of the Chuma funds. So now...
What happened is, according to us, that we say that you have to pay him. If you didn't pay him, there are four Zuzim in the Lishka that belong to the Shomer.
Belong to him, in other words. And he's Michael.
To the Shomer.
And therefore...
It's part and parcel of the carpet.
Oh, according to what we hold out, you owe him money. So according to you, Rabbi Yossi, if you wouldn't pay him the money, so therefore there's going to be four Zuzim that's stuck.
So there is mixed money from Tzibur right. And from Yachdid, right. And that's a problem.
Right. Right. So once we establish you have to pay them, and if you don't pay them,
right.
there's Yachin money in the Shmuel Shalishka, which would be a problem. You cannot buy Tmidim and Musafim with that Yachin money.
Right.
And the Gemara finishes off here right before the mission of Echein Kiyasar Ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, what's the machlokas here? Machlokas is choshishin lebali zaras ikabanao. That's an afkamina about this. So that in the end of the day, we paskin that habata behefker lokani. This last ikadami, this is how we paskin, habata behefker doesn't work, and this machlokas has nothing to do with habata, it has to do with chashinon lebali zaras. Let's go weiter. Kishu tells us, Hamoti zevel rishis harabim, the person who takes out his zevel to Rishis Rabbim, to let it decay and become helpful for growing his plants later on. Hamotzi motzi mezava mezava. What you should do is it should be done immediately, where the person who takes out his garbage should be done immediately, and the guy who picks up the garbage to use as zevel should be picked up immediately. So Rashi explains that kolomar eina rashai la'ashos l'sham. You can't leave the zevel out in the streets. Elazem motziu min harefes l'Rishis Rabbim. Vano, so the guy carrying it, the garbage collectors, he hey mezuman lisan l'sada l'gina l'zevel. The guy is picking up. You should coordinate. That shouldn't be left out in the Rishis Rabbim. The guy picking up the garbage, you should leave it out the day they're coming to pick up. And then the Mishnah says, Ein Shorin Tit be Rishis Rabbim. You shouldn't let the mud and the cement hang around in the Rishis Rabbim. And Vein Lovnim Levanim, Yosha shouldn't make bricks there either, because these things, let them dry out in the sun, because it could really be a potential hazard for the Rishis Rabbim there. Aval Govlin Tit Rishis Rabbim, what you can do, you could do the Govlin, you could do the mixing of the cement in the Rishis Rabbim, because that's something that's not left out for a long time. When you start mixing it, we know the cement has to go in pretty soon after it begins mixing. So the mixing you could do in Rishis Rabbim, because we know eventually by the end of the day, everything's going to be moved away. And Habone Rishis Rabbim, the Hamevi, the one who builds in Rishis Rabbim, Hamevi Avonim, Mevi Vabone Bona. You shouldn't leave them out a few weeks before him. You should only bring them to Rishis Rabbim if the guys are ready to start building them in. But to start bringing all the wood, the lumber, and the stones to just sit there and pile up, no, only if the workers are ready are allowed to bring it to Rishis Rabbim so he can start building. But have it wait there would be not allowed. Then the Mishnah says, Im Hizik. Now, even in these cases where you're allowed to do all this and put it there, if it does cause damage while the bricks and lumber are there, you are responsible to pay for any nezek. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argues and says, Omer af misakin hu es melachto lefnei shloshim yom. He says, no, you have 30 days prior to your beginning of the job, you can start bringing all the lumber and the stone, all the material can be brought 30 days prior to your beginning. As opposed to Tanakhama says, you can only bring it out there once you're ready to begin Miyad, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel gives you 30 days of preparation in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara now says, Lema Masisin Delo Rabbi Yehuda. Our Misha is not in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Desanya, who's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds, Omer Bishas Hotzas Zvalim Adim Motzi Zvala L'Rosh Hashanah. When the time when it comes to remove garbage, everyone's allowed to remove the garbage into the streets. The Tovro Koshol Shem Yom and can remain there for 30 days. Our mission says, no, you have to coordinate where you only leave the garbage out when the garbage truck comes by. But Rabbi Huda says you can leave it there for 30 days, piling up. It's like the streets of Yerushalayim now. Kedei shehiyah nishif biragli adam biragli behema. What the reason why you leave the garbage out for so long? Because you want people to walk over it. Because by them walking and trampling it over, it turns into zevel quicker. And why? Sha'almanas kain hinchel Yeshua liyisrael es aretz. This is one of the stipulations that Yeshua ben Nun made when taking over the land. You have the right to put your garbage in the streets. You have to work with each other. It's part of helping the development of the land. So he clearly cannot be the author of our Mishnah.
Wasn't the difference between the summer and the winter?
There is a difference. I think in the rain, in the winter, since it rained, it gets disgusting out there.
Right.
I don't think you're allowed
to. Do it,
yeah, I think that.
It seems that
I'm looking. Yeah, I don't see anyone noting this on the side, but I remember there being a difference. Okay, the Gemara says no. Afilu tamei Rabbi Huda. Even Rabbi Huda could be the author of Mishnah. This is not Mishnah Shei.
So remember, we learned that there was a time of
Tzatz. So Shas Tzatz is the Chor of
Yom
HaSacham, I think.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So Gemara says, no. Rabbi Huda can work well to Mishnah. Moda Rabbi Huda, Shim Hizik, Chayv L'Shalim. He allows you L'Chachil to place it there for 30 days, but at the same time, you're responsible. Now, you're allowed to be a doctor, but you're also responsible if something happens. You're allowed to do a lot of things, but there still is a responsibility. So Rabbi Huda can work well with our Mishnah. But doesn't the Mishnah say, Moda Rabbi Huda ben Er Chanukah Shupater? So wait a second. Ner Chanukah I could put outside my chanus and if it causes damage, I'm potter. So if I have a rishus to put my zevel out, it should be potter as well. So why one case of my chayv for nezek when there's rishus, another time I'm potter? My law rishus bezdin, is it not that bezdin gives me rights to place the Ner Chanukah outside and yet I'm still potter? Well, it says lo rishus to mitzvah. There's a difference. Rishus to mitzvah exempts me from all nezikin. Rishus of Bezdim does not exempt me from Bezdim. I'm allowed to, but I'm still chayv in any nezek. Maris v'hatana, doesn't the Brisa say, this by the way is one of the sources of, if a person causes nezek on Purim, it's brought down in the poskim, the Ramah, and the others as well, person gets so drunk, which is Rishus Mitzvah, I'm supposed to get drunk, and I cause damage, so I'd put it from nezikin, based on this Gemara here. Poskim talk about this. They say one really shouldn't really do that. But if one does, there is room to be makel, but really a person should pay nezek anyways. But this is the source of p'tur for rishus to mitzvah. Mar says, wait a second though. But Hatanah, doesn't the Braisa tell us, kol elu sha'amru mutarn lekalkel b'shus rabim im hezik chayv l'shalem Rabbi Huda poter. Rabbi Huda is exempt one, even in a case where it says that everything that destroys the rishus rabim, that we have a heter to do it anyways, if it does cause nezek, you're poter, even for rishus to bezdin. So Gemara says, you're right. Checkmate. El Mechavis of Masnisin Delok Rabbi Huda. Must be Rabbi Huda did not author a Mishnah. Rabbi Huda would say you are Pater from any Nezek across the board.
You were in 30 days.
Within, is there a limitation? Oh yeah, 30 days he says, right. 30 days. More than that, he'd be Chayv. Gemara says, Amar Abai. Abai says the following statement. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon, these three, Tanaim, Kulu, all of them, Svirlu, hold, Kol Makom Shenitnu Lo, Chachamim Rishus, V'Hizik, Pater. All three, whenever... whenever Chachamim give you permission to do something, and you do it, and it creates Nezek, you're Pater. So where do we find these three saying this? Rabbi Huda Hadamim. We just saw Rabbi Huda's position. That he's Pater from Nezikin for putting the Zevel out for 30 days. Who's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? It's not the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Ach Mesakin Hu Es Melachto Lifnei Shalashim Yom. Our Rabbi Shimon in this Mishnah, the Mishnah right here above. He says you have 30 days prior to preparing the work, you're allowed to start bringing all the material in the Rishus Rabim. Ava causes damage, you're potter, there's no concern. And Rabbi Shimon Tanan Haya Mamido Baliyah, so the guy has Tzarech She Tachta Maziva. It's referring to a mission Babas, we're getting ready for Tuesday. This is not going to be Tuesday, but at least the Masechta. So what happens is the guy has a oven on the top floor. Tzarech shehei tachtav, he has to have on the bottom floor, maziva shlosha tefachim, has to have a 3 tefach deep, thick floor, so it doesn't impact the bottom floor. But kira, if the guy's only using a kira, which is less heat to it, then tefach, it's enough to have just a 1 tefach beam between the top floor and the bottom floor. Vim hizik, but if it does cause damage below, mishal mash hizik, you are still responsible for paying any nezek. We'll see what type of nezek that might be. Rashi says the nezek is referring to if it catches fire. If it catches the bottom apartment on fire, you're responsible if it was, even though you did the tefach like you're supposed to. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo amru kol ashirum halalo ela shehim ezek patim shalim. No. The reason why they gave you these fire rules of a 1 tefach and 3 tefach was to say, if you follow these rules, then you'll be pater from any nezek. So if you follow the rules, you're pater from nezek. He's the third tana that says, if you follow if you follow Rishis Bezdin, you're pater from any nizikin. Marna quotes a brisa, Tanir Rabbanan Hachatzav Shemashal Lasates. The Chatzav is the guy who's chiseling out of the mountain. He chisels out the stone. He gives it to the Sates, who's the guy who starts squaring off the bricks now. He starts chiseling it there. Hashatas Chayev. So if it, let's say while the guy's chiseling it into a shape, so he's the last guy. If it causes damage during that stage, he's Chayev. And the first guy, the Chotev, who's already done with his job, he's Pater. Now let's say Hasatas Shemasa Lechamer. Now he gives it over to the donkey to transport it to the next place, and it caused damage while going on the donkey. So the Chamer is Chayev because the Chsatas is done with his job. Hachamer Shemasa Lechasev. The guy now brings it to the man who's carrying it on his shoulders, going through the alleyways to get to the old city. So then the Kasev is Chayev. If it causes damage, the guy who's carrying it is Chayev, and the Chamer is Pater. Hakasev Shemasa Lebanu. Now he passes over to the guy climbing the ladder. So give us the guy climbing the ladder, and it caused damage while going up the ladder. Habanu Chayev, the builder's Chayev, and the Kasev is Pater. Now Habanu Shemasa Adrichal. The next guy is when it's placed on top of the wall. Now a guy comes along and now nicely places it in an exact way, very meticulously, and caused damage in that last stage. The Adrichal is Chayev, but the Banu is Pater.
Adrichal is our architect.
Is it really? Yeah.
I think so.
Interesting.
Right, isn't it?
Okay. According to the way it says here, he's the Aviya Umnan, says Rashi. Right. He's the guy in charge. He's Medaktek Banach, the way it goes on. I don't think the architects are going up on the ladders anymore. But, okay. So then.
Structural engineering.
Yeah. Yeah, even that, they're just calculating. Yeah, he's. But, now, Vihimin Niach Evan Aladimus Viziku Kulan Chayavim. If they place it on, and now everything's fine, everyone did their job, and now it happens to tumble over, so then kulam chayav, and they're all chayav l'shalim because now everyone finished their job. Now who's responsible? It's hard to point to which one. So then they're all responsible to split the costs. But doesn't the Brisa say achron chayav v'kulam p'turim? No, the last guy, it's his fault. The guy who chiseled out of the mountain 8 days ago, he's chayav, and this guy placing on top of the wall. Where it says lo kasha, kan b'schiris kan b'kablanus. It depends. It was kablanus where it was a one project, they're all working together, then they have to take full responsibility. If it's schiris, each guy is paid separately, subcontractors, so when they do their part, then they're done, they're out of the picture, then it would only be the last guy who would be responsible. So it depends on how it's being, on this, how financially this was set up. Okay, let's finish this last Mishnah and go to the end of the Masechta. Masisan says, Shtei gino zu al gavzu. You have two gardens, one on top of the next. V'hayerek b'neim. And in between, the one's elevated and one's a little bit lower down. And now we have this wall, this dirt wall in between the two. There's some vegetables growing on those, that little dirt wall. So Rabbi Meir Omer Shel Elyon, the upper guy gets it because it's his dirt. That's his little mound. It's his dirt on the upper Gina, and Rabbi Huda Omer Shel Tachton, no, because it's sticking out in the airspace of the Tachton, so the Tachton gets this Yerek. So what's this? So Gemara says further, Amar Rabbi Meir, Im Yirtzeh Helyon Likaches Afaro Ein Kan Yerek. If the guy wants in the top, he can just take away his dirt, and there'll be no vegetables growing. You can't grow vegetables in midair, so my dirt is what's creating the vegetables, so the Elyon has his Taina. But then Amar Rabbi Huda, Im Yirtzeh Tachton Limalos says Ginaso Ein Kan Yerek. If I, the Tachton guy, could say, let me fill my mound up, the dirt to the top, make them level, and there's no space, is there airspace for your vegetables to grow off to the side?
I don't get that visually.
A step. There's a step here. This is the top guy, and then this is the bottom guy.
Okay.
Now this area here, the vegetables growing on the side here.
Siding.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the dirt, the guy here, I'll take my dirt away, there's no vegetables. Okay. The Tachton says, I'm going to raise my dirt, okay, and there's no space.
The vegetables are growing out
sideways, exactly.
So
that's the machlokas. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Meir." Rabbi Meir says, "Me'achas sheshneim yuchol limchos." Now, since both could have a taina, they go protest. It's mine. It's yours. So zel zeh roen mehechan yerek zechai. Let's go look into it. Let's get the professionals and find out where it's growing from. What's the source of everything? So look at Rashi. Rashi says three lines up from the bottom here. He says, "Roen mehechan yerek zechai mimakom shiyonek." The gadolo yinasim, where the source, where it's being nourished from, that's going to, and where it's growing from, that person should get. So I don't know what that means. If you follow the roots, go in here, let's say it goes down underneath.
Yeah.
Not sure how you really invested, but that might be part of it. It could be maybe it's being yonek sometimes, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, mushrooms are yonek, not from attached to the ground, but just from the air, the atmosphere. So maybe that's what's going on. Exactly. Is he shishakal on it?
It says, Gam Rabbi Yehuda Malish, Shehayirik Yonek Begodel Me'afarosh Shel Ha'Elyon, Ela Shemikol Makom, Ledaato Shayach Hula Tachton, מנתם שאמר שהתחתון יכול למלא גינתו אפר והירק נמצא באוויר גינתו.
It's very easy, but where you isotopes and you see words and it picks it up.
Alright.
Sounds good.
Let them split it.
So that's it. Then the Mishnah says the final opinion is Rabbi Shimon Omer that kol sheha'elyon yachol livshot es hazyado v'lital harei zehu shalo. Anything the Elyon guy can reach, it's within his reach, it's his. But Hashar shall tachlin, anything he can't reach, it's not his. I mean, we can't say, look what Rashi explains here. Rashi says Hashar shall tachton, the rest is the bottom guys. The Elyon hu gufa afkur mafkule. So Rabbi Shimon really holds the Elyon owns it. But if he can't reach it, he's mafkir the rest, that's too far from him. Why? Sheganai hu lo litol rishus likanes latoch shechaver liloko. He's going to go sneak into the guy's yard and get his vegetables, ask permission. It's a ganai, it's disgraceful for him. It's belittling for him. So anything that he can't reach from his property, he's a mafkir to the guy below. Mar now says, Amar Rava, Bikara kuli amalo pligi de elyonu. Everyone agrees the root is definitely that of the elyon because it's in his dirt. This is my property. Kipligi, when they argue, is benofo, all the branches and the leaves and the things that are growing out of it, that's the machlokas. So Rabbi Meir Savar, Shadai, Nofo, Basar, Ikar, you throw the branches after the root. So since the roots are in the Elyon's property, so the Nofo is also considered the Elyon's. But Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Lo, Amrin, Shadai, Nofo, Basar, Ikar, we don't say throw the branches after the roots, and the branches are viewed as something independent. The sign of the Brisa tells us, Hayote, Minar, Goze, Umineshirashim, Hare, Elu, Shel, Bal, Hakarka, Rabbi Meir. So the gaza is referring to like the stump. And the shirashim are the roots that are below the ground. The gaza is above ground, and shirashim are below ground. So Rabbi Meir holds that everything's the Baal HaKarka. Certainly the roots of Baal HaKarka, everyone agrees, but even the gaza, even that, the stump, that which is above the ground, that's also the Baal HaKarka, because the nofo is basar, shadai nofo basar ikaro. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, mina gaza shel Baal HaIlan, mina shirashim shel Baal HaKarka. He argues. The Shirashim agrees goes to the Baal Karka, whoever owns the land. That's the Elyon in our case. But the Geza, the stump above ground, that goes to the whoever's airspace it is, that goes to the owner of the tree, the Tachton. Mitznan, the Mishnah tells us, last daf, Kuf Yud Tesam and Aleph, Tznan Nami Gavi Arla, Ki Hai Gavni. We have the same achlokas regarding Arla. Arla, the first 3 years of a fruit tree we know is usher to eat. So Ilan Hayotim Min HaGaza, if the tree comes out of the stump above ground, so the Geza, so then Min HaShirashim, or from the roots, Chayiv Be'Arla Divrei Rabbi Meir. You're Chayiv in Arla, because that's all part of the Karka. When it comes to Arla, it depends on the owner of the Karka. So both on the HaShirashim and the Geza, it's all going to be Chayiv in Arla, but according to Rabbi Yehud Omer, Min HaGeza Pater, Min HaShirashim Chayiv. No, only if it comes from the roots is it going to be Chayiv in Arla, but if it comes from the Geza, from the stump, it's going to be Pater. If it's part of it, which case?
The second one, whatever grows from the tree trunk is part of the tree, so it's considered it's been around for a while.
As opposed to the shirashim?
Which is something new.
Saying if the shirashim go down and new trees sprout out of those roots, that's viewed as independent according to... let's look at Rashi here, 1 second. Rashi says, Ilan yotim nageza belokech ilan echad besoch shechaver. I buy a tree in your property. The If I buy one tree, I have no ownership to the property, just the tree itself. And if a small tree now sprouts out of the roots, less din of a less din dayana the karka gemurhi. Umin hageza nami Rabbi Meir Savar shade nofu basa ikaro. V'hasam b'farish my geza my shirashim. Fine, we need to read that. Okay, 1 second. Let's jump to the next Rashi. Chai ba'arla. Garcin Rabbi Meir, the Ilan Hulatmo is independent, like Ricky was saying. The Geza Hasamach Lakarka, Besoch Shlosha Kakarka, who Vafagav Lil Mara, Mamish Yannick Shaddai, Yannick Shaddai, Nofo Basa Ikaro. So I'm not getting the case then.
Why?
Okay, we're saying if it comes out of the stump and then the roots, Yechayiv Bar, that's a completely independent, that's an independent tree, because we're saying. But aren't we saying that it goes basar? According to Rabbi Meir, we're saying it goes after the roots.
According to Rabbi Meir, he's chayav on both.
But why?
Yehuda says minages because he considers that it's like a new creation.
But if we say it goes basar ikaro, according to Rabbi Meir, it shouldn't be viewed as a continuation of the initial tree.
Shedai nofo batar ikaro.
Shadi.
Shadi nofo batar ikaro. Vedino kedin hatomeach meikaro shelai. Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, it's like the nourishment comes through the trunk, but it's coming from the ground, so it's new. It's batal. The trunk is batal to the new thing.
But how does that explain?
He thinks that the one from the root for sure is coming from the land, the nourishment. So it's the nourishment. So it's something new. The one from the trunk, he thinks that the trunk is only a medium of nourishment to the new tree. So it's bottle. It's really coming from the land.
Without the roots, you can't nourish anything.
Right. I understand that, but if we have this root that's already, we're saying these roots have existed for many, many years, as did the geza for many years. So the fact that a new tree comes up, doesn't it just viewed as a continuation of those old roots and that old stump?
He says that anything new is taking the nourishment from the land, not from the. Meaning both the tree trunk and the roots are just like they're transferring the power from the land. So anything new, if it's a new, completely new thing, you cannot say that it's battle to the trunk. It's just that it's really the trunk. It's an independent thing, but the trunk is just giving nourishment.
So it's coming. Five or not?
You are five.
So then why is that not considered like the old tree?
What?
Why don't we say
it's logical, but it's not logical. I'm just trying to explain. I mean, that's the way I understood what
he's saying. The chiddush is that even though it's a new tree, it's still being yarnik from the old, but it's considered new.
Right.
But it's still mechuyev in arlo because it's being yarnik from the old.
From the right, no.
From the
from,
roots.
From the ground. There, right.
Which is
ilan hula atzmo.
Right.
What's that base? What's that small base going on?
Yeah, I don't see how it connects to the previous discussion, though.
הוא מוסיף רשי שמדובר כשהאילן צומח מן הגזע בתוך שלושה טפחים הסמוכות לקרקע. שכל שלושה... שכל שלושה סמוך לקרקע דינם כקרקע עצמם. אבל אם צמח מן הגזע למעלה משלושים אינו חייב ביור להם. So according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rashi, you can only say that Rami Meir holds that it's Chayav Orla if the new tree grows three tefachim from the ground, because a tree tefachim from the ground is considered karka.
And that's new? That's a chiddush?
That's here. It's explaining the Rabbi Arzbro.
Rabbi Arzbro.
Okay.
But,
okay, fine. Okay. So this is machlokas we have about whether you say
who argues on him by Orla? Does anybody argue him?
Jerry
Yehuda. Same machlokas.
Says that
Minageza Patur.
Right.
He agrees. Minageza. No, actually, he argues. Minageza Patur.
Right.
Shirashim Chayev.
Mina Shirashim.
Everyone agrees Shirashim is basically correct.
Shirashim Chayev. You go Patur. It's
all true. But Meir says even Minageza, right?
Right. That's machlokas.
Right.
Of course, it makes sense. Why? Because according to Rav Meir, Shirashim or Geza have the same status.
I understand that, but right. it's counterintuitive, though. To me, it means that right. Any new tree should be after the old Shirashim, after the old Geza.
But at least they should have the same status.
That's fine, but as far as it doesn't make sense. I agree
that
the same.
That's why Rashi makes a chiluk between three tachim or not. He says three tachim up.
No, because you're thinking the same thing. Just right. Because it gets its nourishment from the old tree, right, doesn't mean that it's not a new bria.
Well, again, he holds that the nofo basar nofo shadet.
Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's getting his nourishment, the shirashim, from the old tree. That everybody agrees.
Yeah, but still, if you say
you
that,
if you say
nofo basar shadet nofo basar ikaro and basar shirasho, so the shirash exists, the roots existed for years now.
Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shirashim need to bring Orla. From the Geza, right? The Geza, if it comes from the Geza, you have to bring Orla, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? It gets its nourishment from the Shirashim.
So what's the reason? What's the Svara?
Shirashim have been there forever.
What's the Svara?
So this, you have to explain both of them.
So that's what I'm asking for. That's fine.
I'll tell you why also. What if you take a branch from the tree and you plant it somewhere else?
That's a new tree.
Same thing here.
here.
No, it's not. But the roots have been there forever. Roots have been there forever.
No, but each plant has to have a basis that grew already 3 years. You know.
So, I have to look at it better. So I'm not sure. I agree.
Not only according to.
I agree that. I'd explain right. Both of them. Sure. I don't know the answers though.
I think that they wouldn't mention this if it wouldn't be difficult. Uh-huh. The reason it's mentioning the tree tefachim is because otherwise.
Right. Oh, here's another
right.
question.
Must be that,
think,
right?
What if you buy a tree and you replant it? What happens then?
Starts over. Machlokes. What right. to do?
So here also, there's like a new bria. A new bria grew out of it. Right. It's almost like replanting it.
Okay.
Maybe there was a little mice also that led to it.
Fine. I don't know. I look into it further. I don't know. Let's go by there. Fine.
Okay.
But it's true. You need both cases. We have two machlokasim about Shirashim and the Geza, one regarding Arla and one regarding the previous case of the Yerek between the two Ginos. So why do you need both cases? The Gemara says, Tzrich, you need both the Iyashbin and Kamaisa be taught only the first case of the two Ginos and the vegetables in between. Baha, Kamar, Rabbi Huda, maybe that's where Rabbi Huda holds. Mishim de Mamona, Rabbi Huda holds, you go Basar, you say that the Nofu doesn't go Basar, this Shar. She said the guy in the bottom has a claim to the Nofu, he has a claim to the vegetables. So maybe that case by Dinir Mamonis, so he has a Taina. Maybe there he should be moda to be more machmir, like Rabbi Meir holds, and say chayv arla in all situations. Kamashman, even there he's makil by the geza. He has a shita that he holds across the board. And iyitamar bahar, if you only had the case of the arla case, may baha kamar Rabbi Meir, only by arla, since it's an isra, Meir's machmir, to say it should be chayv arla bein besherashim bein begeza. The case of the Yerek, since it's only Mamon, maybe he would agree that there are some Shaychas to the Tachton guy and he should have a claim on the Nofo. Even in that case, Rabbi Meir holds, no, a Kulo always goes Basar, the Elon Basar, the Shirashim, rather than the Basar, the Geza. Mar now almost finishes off, Amar Rabbi Shimon Kolsha, Elyon Yachal Lifshot. He paskin that really the Elyon owns everything. Whatever he can lie down on the ground and reach, it's his. Anything that's not in his reach, he's a Maskir. The Gemara says, Amri de Bei Rabbi Yanei uvilvan sheyilo Yanei. So as long as he doesn't really hurt himself, it's in a place where it's dangerous, he's really extending himself where he's going to pull his back, that's not considered a reach. Within a reach means something where it's not dangerous. He's not trying to climb down the cliffside to get his vegetables. It has to be something that's considered normal and not dangerous. So Bai Rav Anan v'yitzema Rabbi Yirmiya, magila nofo vein magila ikaro. Let's say he can reach the branch, but he can't reach the root, or the main part of it. But let's say the tree's growing upwards. So he can reach part of the branch, but he can't reach the main part of that tree. Or let's say Magili Karovain Magila Nofo. He can reach the branch, but the trees are really far out, the fruit. He can't reach the branches. So what does it go based on? So Gemara says, my taker, we don't know.
If this is to do damage, in other words, if the branches were going out to the bottom guy's thing, and let's say create Kalayim or something like that, who would be Chaim?
So if it creates Kalayim, that's a good question. Kalayim, that's the first sugya in the Bava Basra, or the second sugya there. I'm not sure. You have to build a wall. I don't know how a wall will work in that way.
Right.
It's a good shot. I mean, you want to take it a step further. Forget ownership. Right. What other responsibilities?
Right.
If it starts going to his house and then starts ruining
right.
his house.
Whatever. Or it does any damage.
Yeah.
I think we just learned that I think the Kuli Alma, it's really the top one.
Right.
Because it's the lamp on the top one. It's just that.
And if he was the
other guy has the air right, then he can build on top and completely knock it out.
But not according to Rabbi Huda though.
Right.
Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon agreed as the Elyon.
Right.
But again, there's another Afkamino
right.
and he's Nezek
right.
who's responsible.
Right. That it's not. Right.
Fine. So the Gemara finishes off saying Amar Ephraim Safra Tamido Shereish Lakish Mishum Reish Lakish Halacha Rabbi Shimon. That's how he paskin that anything in your reach, it's the Elyon's. And Amru Kameh the Shavar Malka, they says in front of the Shavar Malka, and Amri Lahun, he says to them, a Paryon Namti Rabbi Shimon, let there be a Paryon, which is a Chain. We're going to extend their Chain to Rabbi Shimon for saying a very nice Salacha, which we agree to. So look at Rashi, who Shavar Malka is. Rashi is a Machlokas, who he was. Kameh Shavar Malka, lead near Tzim Semi, says Rashi, Shavar Malka, Mamish, really the Persian king? Melech Prasaya, Ubaki Bidinim, he knew Halacha. They told him Rabbi Shimon Shita of the Mishnah. Kameh v'kalsin, he started to praise Rabbi Shimon. V'amar eiparyon imantili Rabbi Shimon, send my chen, send my love and my dear and that warm words to him. Kabel chen mitanu al davar zeh, beautiful pshat. That's Rabbi Rashi's understanding. But istami, there are others who say Shavar Malka is a reference to Shmuel. De bekama duchle kari lehachi, we called Shmuel Shavar Malka. Vein miyushev, it doesn't make sense to Rashi. De ma amru, what do you mean they said in front of him? Of course, Rabbi Shmuel knew the Mishnah. They suddenly showed him the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Shmuel knew every Mishnah back and forth. So he therefore doesn't like this, and he thinks Shavar Malkam means Shavar Malkam Mamish refers to the Persian king. Hajar Alach, Habayis Valiyah Vesliqa La Masachas, Baba Mitzia. Mazda, Mazda. Mazda, Mazda. Tiskun Mitzvahs.
Tuesday I won't be here.
Okay.